B'choros Perk Dalet Mishnah Ches 4:8, another Mishnah here on HaChashud, someone who's suspected here of Ala HaShvias, on violating the Isurim around Shvias, the Shemitah year. Midoraisa, you can't work your land in the Shemitah year, and you can't do commercial activity with Shemitah produce that grew in the Shemitah year in a kind of conventional commercial way. However, Midoraisa, plants that grew by themselves in the, you know, seventh year actually are permitted. That means to say, if after you harvest your wheat, you know, some wheat kernels get away from you, blow in the wind, the next year there'll be some wheat stalks that grow all by themselves. That's nature doing its thing. So those actually are permitted to eat. They're called svichin, and they're mutter midoraisa. However, the rabbis came in and forbade svichin and said you can't eat them, meaning anything that grows only if you replant it year by year. So we're talking vegetables, we're talking grains, we're talking, you know, kitnios, all those things are Asar Midrabanan, totally on Shemitah, in the seventh year, because people just flouted the halachos of Shemitah and just grew things anyways, and then said they grew wheat, and they said, oh, this wheat grew by itself, it's Svichen, when really it wasn't. Now, someone who is Chashud, again, means we have a known track record for doing commercial activity or selling produce that he grew in the seventh year that were illegal, and he is just violating Shemitah. So here, of course, you can't now buy produce from the seventh year and trust him because you can't trust him. Our Mishnah says, "Hachosher l'shvius ein lochem imenu pishtan." You can't even buy flax from him. Now, pishtan is a plant. The seeds of the flax plant, flax seeds, are actually edible. I eat them myself. They're great in smoothies. They're very healthy for you. And no one really cultivates them for the seeds, really, in the Mishnah. Primarily, you grow flax for the stalks. The stalks of pishtan are used to make linen textiles, fabrics. Okay, so we're saying here you can't even buy pishtan, meaning the raw materials to make linen, because we're afraid that he planted this year and he's lying. Afilu serek. This is true even if he has combed the linen fibers. Again, like we saw in the previous Mishnah, if you put a lot of work into it and he's afraid to lose all that time and effort he put in, then we would be lenient because he has a lot to lose. But our mission here is saying that simply combing out the flax fibers is not that much work, doesn't take that much time and effort, and therefore he might do it even though, you know, he's risking it getting confiscated from him because he got this, you know, free, essentially illegal but free flax material. Avalokin memenu tvi va'arig. However, you can purchase from him linen products that have been, you know, essentially processed further. Tavi means spun, like we saw in the previous Mishnah, meaning spun into threads, because to spin flax fibers into threads is a lot of work, and you wouldn't do that just because you get cheaper, you know, illegal materials. You get proper materials, less it gets confiscated, he loses out. Now, arig means woven. Same problem as the previous Mishnah. If we know you can buy already threads from him because that's a lot of work, all the more so you could buy woven garments or textiles from him because to make, you know, a sheet or whatever it is a lot more work than just to make a thread. And therefore, the Gemara says what we're talking about here is where it was not the usual use of the word arig of woven into, say, a thread or into a sheet or a blanket or something or clothing. Instead, it was simply like braided, essentially to make a rope. So this idea is this is linen ropes made out of linen that never were spun into threads first. The Mishnah is saying whether it's been spun into threads or it wasn't spun into threads and simply just, you know, woven and like kind of braided into ropes. You may not buy that from him because we're afraid he's a chashul l'shvius. We're afraid this is illegally planted and cultivated and commercially traded linen that comes from the Shemitah year.